Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a suddenly very lively Tuesday in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. We are on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, all the platforms, crushing on all of them. It is great to be in here today. Joy Taylor is joining me today. She's a little down with the Miami Heat. Understandable, not gone the way she envisioned.
What a disaster. Jimmy said they couldn't play worse, so I guess, you know, sky's the limit from here, but that was a rough watch yesterday.
Well, between your Steelers and God, if Tua doesn't deliver, it's going to be a rough year working with Joy Taylor. So, Aaron Rodgers, I gotta say something. We live in a world now, everybody's apologizing for stuff they don't even need to apologize for. I mean, you watch the NBA petrified to offend China. Communist country, human rights violations everywhere, petrified. Hollywood, the same thing. You know, everybody's afraid of the dollar sign. And here's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's like, nah, I'm a double down. Me versus Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers versus Mark Murphy. It is official. Me versus them. He's doubling down. He's not backing off. And I'm here for it. Aaron Rodgers, last night, goes on SportsCenter. He's in Hawaii with his fiance and celebrity friends. He's playing the guitar. He's got the hair tied back. He is all hipster on the islands, and he's not folding, and he doesn't care, and he makes it very clear it's about the Packer front office, namely Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, the GM.
Never been about the draft pick. Picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, you know, I love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, you know, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. And a lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year.
Us versus them, me versus you. Aaron saying, listen, I got no other options. You own my contract for 3 years. There's no owner for me to curry favor with. I'm losing the power struggle here because clearly you're not listening. Clearly you're tone deaf. The Packers have drafted one wide receiver in the first round in 32 years. Aaron's 10 years in Green Bay, 9 of the first round picks defense. They wouldn't sign Jared Cook. They got rid of his quarterback coach. Didn't even tell him. Aaron saying, you know, I'm clearly losing the cultural power struggle here. You're not listening. You're tone deaf. So let's put it out there. Me versus you. I'm not going to show up to OTAs. I don't care about the fine. And Aaron's not being outrageous here, although go to Packer websites and message boards. Ooh, he has lost a lot of fans. But Aaron wants to be treated like Patrick Mahomes. You know, Kansas City spent a fortune to build an all-star offensive line this past offseason. And by the way, last year off a Super Bowl win, first round, went and got a running back. He wants to be treated like Tom Brady. Tom wanted Gronk. They got it for him. He wanted AB. They got it for him. He wanted Leonard Fournette. They got it for him. He wanted him re-signed. Check, check, check. He wants to be treated like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson complained publicly. They upgraded, got him a Pro Bowl left guard, got him a real good tight end, gave him a new offensive coordinator. Aaron's saying, hey, I mean, I already don't have an owner. We already can't sign free agents. We're already backwards, 50-year-old men wearing cheese hats. There's some things I want here, to be treated like a star and how other guys get treated, where they ask for stuff and get it. And Aaron Rodgers is not backing down, and I'm here for it. Now, I've never thought Aaron and Green Bay are a perfect fit. You know, the Malibu mansion, the celebrity girlfriends and fiance. You know, he's California cool. They are definitely not cool. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a perfect fit in life. That's nonsense. You do not. I don't think Russell Wilson in Seattle are always a perfect fit. But the bottom line here is it can't grow to resentment because that's when Tom Brady left. Tom Brady admits now, God, you couldn't get me back to New England in that weather. Tom's from California. He moved to Florida. He admits he never liked the weather. You're never going to get him back there. He had a place in New York. He never necessarily felt like Sully in the north end of Boston. Tom and Giselle don't feel like Boston. They feel like celebrities. They feel like Bel Air. They feel like Hollywood. They feel like Paris. They feel like London. But it was fine until it became resentment at the end when Tom did the documentary and his wife said he wants to feel respected. Once it was resentment, it was over. It was over. And this is now resentment. I tell you about that study about once or twice a year. They studied 100 couples in Seattle at the University of Washington. Money didn't mean divorce. Kids didn't mean divorce. In-laws didn't mean divorce. People got divorced when it became resentment and eye rolls in the relationship. And that's what Green Bay is. It's now in the resentment category. So now, what will resentment create? Will it create a trade? Will Mark Murphy get fired? I have a hard time believing that Green Bay can pivot from their frugal, rigid DNA to blow up the front office. It is so precedent-setting, I cannot see it happening. But I got a respect for Aaron Rodgers. I got to give him respect here. He wants treatment like Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Brady, and he absolutely deserves it. By the way, look at how Buffalo's already treating Josh Allen. They get him a new toy at wide receiver every year. Every year, Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, they pay him more and keep him and pay him more. But everything Buffalo does is to make sure the development and the growth and the happiness of Josh Allen. They ask his opinion. He's a kid. Look at how Baltimore's treating Lamar Jackson. They get him a Greg Roman. They pay Greg Roman. Greg Roman, the coordinator's going nowhere. He needs receivers. They get him receivers. He needs a back. They get him Mark Ingram. Look at how Baltimore has treated their star. I mean, look at the Chargers in the offseason. What do? Upgrade offensive line Justin Herbert. Protect him. Pay for the center that Green Bay wouldn't pay for. So Aaron's saying, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize at the altar of money. If I have to give up some money, I'll give up some money. I don't care. And I got to be honest, in a world where everybody is paralyzed, it's a 24/7 conveyor belt of apologies for stuff most people don't have to apologize for. I'm into it. I like it. Aaron's making everybody uncomfortable, and I'm really here for it. All right. Joy is not really here for the next story. So the Bucks Miami Heat, it was funny, as I watched that game last night, I tried to talk myself into turning it off about seven different times because it felt like it was over 8 minutes in. You know, it's really interesting. You know, we talk about this a lot on the show. There are very few stars. Just pay for them. Just deal with some of their crap. There is no other Russell Wilson on the market. Kyler Murray's the only thing even resembling his game. Just pay for it. Just deal with it. Just deal with Aaron Rodgers. So the Heat were very reluctant. Remember in the offseason, they wanted James Harden. They wanted James Harden to go with Jimmy Butler. And they were willing to give up anything as long as Tyler Hero wasn't in the deal. That doesn't look like a great move right now by Pat Riley, who usually makes great moves. Tyler Hero, and he's 21 years old. He is now playing with garbage time, guys. He's about the eighth best player. This series, he's been horrible. 14 total points, 3 for 15. We know he's an egregiously bad defender. But according to the stories I looked up to this morning, he started becoming a celebrity in Miami, which, by the way, there's two cities in the NBA where that happens a lot, and it's L.A. and Miami. Remember when LeBron came to L.A.? And Jordan Clarkson's dating this person, and Kyle Kuzma's dating this person, and Lonzo Ball's doing this, and LeBron's like, you guys want to win some titles? You at least want to get to the playoffs before you become celebrities in Los Angeles? Miami is a seductive town, and Tyler Hero has officially been seduced. Jimmy Butler's not happy with him. According to stories, Miami's not happy with him. And let me just say this. Before we ask the question, what's happened to the Heat? Are we sure anything's happened? I mean, they were a 5 seed last year in the cruddy East. That's the second lowest seed in the history of the Eastern Conference to ever make the finals. And this year, they're a 6 seed. I mean, Jimmy Butler's very good, but he's not KD. Bam's very good. He's not AD. This is kind of maybe what they are. I mean, they're not special offensively. They were 18th in total offense, a 5 seed, a 6 seed. This is last year they got kind of a break. They had a bunch of young players in a city that's highly distracting, and they pulled them all to boring Orlando to sit in a hotel for 3 months, and it worked to their favor. They took out the distractions of Miami for a young team, young guys easily distracted. They put them in a bubble, and they played their ass off. But that we see examples like this all the time in music. One-hit wonders. We talked about My Big Fat Greek Wedding. We see random movies that are fantastic. And then you try to make a sequel. And you're like, nah. Now, Caddyshack was worth one movie. That was it. You know, Hangover, frankly, was probably worth one movie. My Big Fat Greek Wedding was probably worth one movie. The sequels never live up to it. Everybody's waiting for Miami to take the next step. Last year, a little lightning in the bottle. What's happened to Miami? Reality set in. Jimmy Butler's good. He's not KD. Bam's good. He's not AD. This is maybe just what they are. Getting beat badly by a Milwaukee team that's got more good players. Giannis, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. Got more good players.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Tyler Dunn, who broke a story about a year, year and a half ago, we brought him on the show, you know, voicing some of the concerns in the front office. It's funny. Aaron Rodgers did sort of dismiss Tyler Dunn's article about the Packers, but the reality is he was saying that Aaron and Mark Murphy did not get along. Now we find out they don't. Aaron now admitting this all started a year ago. So Tyler Dunn yesterday came out and said, I've heard Aaron Rodgers was telling opposing players this past season he was looking to build a team elsewhere. He wanted to see if they'd be interested in teaming up. He obviously has been thinking about this for a while. And you know, it's Aaron's a smart guy, right? Aaron's smart enough to see around corners and see trouble brewing. So, I mean, just on a macro level, just think about this. Think about all the teams Green Bay is considered like a Super Bowl teams, right? So Kansas City is one of those teams. Green Bay is one of those teams. Kansas City has upgraded their offensive line extensively this offseason. They appear to be better. Tampa Bay, not sure how they could get better, but they re-signed everybody. The Rams finally got Sean McVay, a Pro Bowl-level quarterback. Buffalo was 13-3. They addressed in the draft their only real weakness, pass rush, defensive line. Seattle's 12-4. They've upgraded on the O-line and wide receiver and tight end. Indy was 11-5. Their weakness, athletic ability at quarterback. Major upgrade. Cleveland was 11-5. Major weakness, secondary. Massive upgrade. Baltimore was 11-5. Major weakness, wide receiver. Major upgrade. Green Bay is the only Super Bowl contender in that group that got worse. A, they lost a Pro Bowl center. B, they didn't sign any big free agents. C, they had a bizarre draft. in which even people that like the Packers, Pro Football Focus, gave it close to a D. It was a weird draft. One potential playmaker. One. Is it possible Aaron Rodgers says, what the hell? This team's Super Bowl window is closed anyway. There's this belief that if you can get to a conference championship, you can win the Super Bowl. That's not true. Andrew Luck, 11-5, got to a conference championship. Had a little easier route, then they got crushed. Just because you get to a conference championship does not mean you're a Super Bowl team. Green Bay 2 years ago got there, and they got rolled by San Francisco that lost to Kansas City. So this idea that we all know that Super Bowl windows, especially in the NBA, they close fast. That Seahawks Super Bowl window, it was like bang! That Niners Super Bowl window with Harbaugh, huge, shrinks. It does not last long. I mean, New England had one, closed for a decade. Then it opened back up. But people forget New England had two dynasties, early and late. But in the middle, it closed. They got old defensively, missed on some draft picks. They weren't a Super Bowl team. So you start looking, and last year, you can make an argument, everything worked out perfectly for Green Bay. So who was in their way? San Francisco. Oh, Garoppolo got hurt. Tom Brady went to Tampa, but there was a pandemic, so he didn't even get a preseason or OTAs. It was the perfect time. Drew Brees was officially too old, and they were the number one seed. They had home field advantage. And oh, by the way, the Rams, McVay and Goff, there was a fissure in that by about week 11 and 12, and that it was kind of the perfect year. Is Aaron Rodgers looking at this thing thinking, so now I got no Pro Bowl center. Good luck with Tom Brady getting the number one seed and getting Lambeau at home in the playoffs. That's probably not going to happen. Now McVay's got a Pro Bowl quarterback. Now Garoppolo or, you know, reports this morning, Trey Lance is popping. They're back. You know, maybe he's just saying, you know, the heck with it. Well, why not move? The window's closed. And Aaron knows it. I mean, they're very dependent on Devontae Adams. I mean, just think about this. If I said to you, Devontae Adams, who's missed 6 games in 2 years, great player, torn ACL at practice yesterday. We completely eliminate the Packers from the Super Bowl bubble. No other good team. I mean, if I said Chris Godwin or Mike Evans out for the year for Tampa, so what? They're still favored to win the NFC. I mean, no other team feels as dependent on one skill player. And Devontae Adams, as great as he is, he gets banged up. So, you know, maybe Aaron sees something that Green Bay can't acknowledge. Last year worked out perfectly. Everybody else getting better. Green Bay looks slightly worse.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marino, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marino. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marino on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code heard only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I watched the images last night of Aaron Rodgers in Hawaii, a place I've been fortunate enough to be a handful of times. It's great. It's fun. Aaron's there with Miles Teller. He's a popular actor and his wife or girlfriend. And there's Aaron with his beautiful fiance and they're doing karaoke. Looks like it's a very nice resort. It's very nice. And there's Aaron playing the guitar and he's got that California hair and there's Miles Teller. And I'm thinking, oh my God, the $28 million Malibu mansion. He hosts Jeopardy. He is cool. He's having a good time. And, you know, if he was a Ram, I mean, Pete Carroll's got a place in Hawaii. Last time I was in Hawaii, I saw Eric Spoelstra sitting at a bar. But Green Bay's different. And Green Bay is small town America. And Aaron's out there doing Jeopardy and the celebrities and hanging out. And now this morning, he doesn't show up to OTAs. That it's very interesting. So I went and found an article, and this was good because it was done by somebody locally in Green Bay, and they just went and asked local people in Wisconsin how they felt about Aaron. And as I said during the break, when Russell Wilson pushed back on the Seahawks, 90% of the fans were in Russell's corner. When Brady would push back on New England, 90% of the people in Brady's corner. They still are. Cam Newton struggled. And when they got rid of him, most fans were in Cam Newton's corner. Quarterbacks are powerful. Fans fall in love with players, not general managers. Not in this case. So 6 or 7 random Packer fans were asked about Aaron Rodgers. Again, this is dairy farms, Wisconsin Dells in the summer, amusement parks. This is farm territory. You work hard, put your head down. Here's one of the quotes about Aaron Rodgers. I feel disappointed in you. Here's another by a young lady. I feel betrayed by him. My feeling, says another. All right, you're spoiled goods now. Here's another. He needs to suck it up, Buttercup. Do your job. Here's another. You know, he was real nice. I think he's kind of got an attitude now. Here's another. This team, this community, Packer fans, did a lot to support this guy. I think he ought to grow up and deal with it. Here's another. They gave him $240 million, and this, in the end, is how he treats us? I think it's BS. You don't treat the Packers like that when they did that for you. That's resentment. That's we're over you. That is, hey, say whatever you want. I didn't read that with Brady in New England. I didn't read that with Russell Wilson. I mean, Philip Rivers could never win the big game for the Chargers, and there was like love when he left. That was like love.
Well, we'll see how they feel if he does leave and they're terrible for the next 20 years.
I'm just saying, there is that Midwestern ethos. We're not talking Chicago here. We're talking small town USA. Dairy farmers, cheese hats, proudly worn.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Last week, I was listening to a sports talk radio show driving home, and it's very Southern. It's a Southern sports talk radio show. And it was interesting to listen to Southern callers, SEC territory, talk about Tim Tebow. That they really take umbrage. When you criticize Tebow in the South, it's more than just criticizing a football player. They take it very personally. It's as if you're criticizing their way of life, their Christianity, the SEC. And as I was listening to the show, it was fascinating. In every other part of the country, you know, there's a lot of eye rolling with Tebow. You know, he's just, you know, he is what he is, right? He wasn't good 8 years ago at the position he plays. Mm-hmm. But in the South, when I listened, I thought, you know, they take it personally. Picking on Tebow's picking on the SEC. Their way of life, their beliefs, Christianity, and it was like really personal. And it's funny because, you know, when I come out, who am I? I'm just a talk show host. But Mike Lombardi is a former GM, and he came out and he summed it up. I mean, he literally said what everybody in the league I know says about Tebow. Mike Lombardi on Tebow, he goes, for this to work and to justify the time and energy the Jaguars are putting into it, Tebow needs to be an upper echelon talent, not just a good special teamer or a third tight end. I'm not anti-Tebow as a person. I'm just anti-Tebow as a football player, taking a roster spot. Lombardi went on to say that he's not elite at anything. He's not an elite runner, elite quickness. And then Albert Breer came out, somebody I trust. I don't see him as anti-Tebow. He said, I can't find anybody who thinks this will work. Speaking to several of Tebow's former coaches, that means he's talking to Patriot people, Albert Breer. But I always said this, Tebow has shown us what he is, a 48% completion percentage NFL quarterback and a 215 hitter or worse in AA baseball. Now, it's better than I would do, but it's not a personal thing. He's just not that athletic. He's never been that athletic. He is a profoundly nice guy and has done an unbelievable job to monetize his brand. There has never been an athlete with this many failures that has made this much money, and I'm happy for him. I totally am. But it is interesting. There is a part of the country, and Jacksonville's right in the heart of that, where if you criticize Tebow, you're criticizing them. It's fascinating for me to watch this. It gets political very fast. You're criticizing who we are and our beliefs and our guy. And I was kind of fascinated listening to the whole thing. I was like, man, Tebow fanatics really believe that if you don't like Tebow, you're anti-Christian. And it's like Russell Wilson's like my first or second favorite player in the NFL. He's the most Christian star athlete in any league in America today. It's not that. But I can't convince them it's not that. Like the people that love Tebow, like they think I am anti their belief system. And it's like, no, I'm anti him as an athlete. But I find it fascinating to watch it sort of unfold. And I think it's an interesting story. That's why I talk about it for 3 minutes any day that there's a new angle on it.
It's chaos. But you can't throw reason at emotion.
But it is interesting to listen, the support group of Tebow. It pivots to religion very fast. And it's like,
not about Jesus.
It's not. It's just about Jesus. I wish he ran a faster 40-yard dash. Is that inappropriate? I mean, it's just... I mean, I'm sorry.
It's not about religion at all. I mean, I don't even think, honestly, at this point, when I think of Tebow, I don't even think about his religion.
Nobody cares. I don't care.
No one cares. Wait, so who, what? I grew up in a Baptist church an average of 4 days a week, at least three, anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week.
I think very deeply embedded cultures are fascinating. And Tebow is so SEC.
Fascinating is one word.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The reason I think Sam Darnold works in Carolina, one of the reasons, Sam had all this chaos in New York. He just wants to be able to turn and hand the ball off to a star running back and throw to a star receiver. Similarly, Carolina, since Christian McCaffrey arrived, Sam Darnold will be the seventh quarterback who has started a game. So you have these two entities, Carolina, their offense, and Sam Darnold. You have this marriage. They've had a lot of chaos. Carolina's offense has had a lot of different quarterbacks last several years, and Sam Darnold's had chaos, and now they come together, and I'm like, they're both seeking the same thing. Carolina seeking reliability. Sam seeking less nonsense. And I think it's going to work, and I think it's going to work big. And with that, Christian McCaffrey, fifth year in the NFL, a two-time All-Pro, he is joining us now live. So, first of all, Christian, as I just explained, I really think Darnold's perfect for you. You get a big, strong kid. He's dynamic. I love Teddy Bridgewater, but I do think he adds a dimension athletically that, you know, Teddy didn't bring. So your thoughts, have you met Sam? Have you talked to him? Have you worked out with him? Where are you with Sam right now, Christian?
Yeah, well, first off, Colin, thanks for having me on, man.
You bet.
Obviously, big fan. But yeah, you know, Sam, I've known him for a long time, played against him at USC, you know, and kind of been following his career since. And worked out with him a few times. And now that we're all back here at the facility, you know, just being able to see, you know, not just, you know, his talent, from his arms, from his arm strength to his, you know, just ability to look at a defense and understand where to go with the ball, but his leadership as well. And he's a guy that's very easy to get to know, but is a great leader on the field. So we're all super excited to have him.
You know, it's interesting, Christian. I met he and his family years ago, and Sam's not a guy that seeks attention. He's kind of a regular kid, played volleyball on the beach with a beer. He'd be just as happy as going, you know, to something fancy. And tell people a little bit about his personality, because that's one of the things that draws me to him. He's such a regular guy, and I do think professional athletes like the idea that he doesn't want to get the attention. He just wants to be one of the dudes.
Yeah, you know, he's a football guy. He wants to win. You know, that's the only thing that's on his mind is winning. You know, he's a very humble, great person. You know, you talk to him off the field, he treats everybody with respect. He doesn't walk around, you know, like he's more important than anybody else. And you know, but at the end of the day, when it comes to practice, he knows what it takes to win. And a lot of that happens when you haven't had success, you know, and I know that from firsthand experience. And so just, you know, getting to know both sides of them, the player and the person off the field is, you know, you know what you're going to get with him. And that's what's so exciting, because he's great on the field and he's an even better guy off the field.
Well, I'm a fan of Matt Rhule. And first of all, last year he comes in, he drafts all defense because he feels, and he's right, I got some offensive pieces I like. This year he paid a little more attention to the offense. So tell me how Matt Rhule, tell me what the offense, because I think you guys actually have some really nice offensive pieces. I thought you needed to upgrade at left tackle. You did. But tell me about his offense. Is it complicated? Does it take a while? Is it simple? What's Sam walking into, Christian?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is and it's like every year, you know, every play is designed to work. And you know, a lot of times teams can overcomplicate things and players can overcomplicate things. But at the end of the day, it's football, and it's you know, throwing the ball to the right guy. It's catching it. It's breaking tackles. It's making plays. And, you know, players win games. So I think Sam knows that. Everybody else on our team knows that. Coach Rhule knows that. Coach Brady knows that. Coach Snow knows that. And so for us, it's just taking it day by day and honing in on the details. You know, it's so early right now, and we have so many new guys and moving pieces that we're trying to figure out exactly what we're good at and execute that to the fullest.
So it's interesting. Last year you had a quad injury, a shoulder injury, and a bunch of stuff. It was a little bit everything kind of just – it's being a running back in the NFL. Where are you physically now, and what did you really this offseason, Christian? What did you have to attack with your body? What did you have to do?
I feel great right now. I feel really good. I'm at 100% everywhere. Luckily, I didn't have to have any major surgeries. So, it was obviously a down year. It happens, but, I'm not going to harp on it, and I'm focused on this year. But really, it's just a constant moving process, constantly figuring out what the, next best thing is. And it's also relying on the fundamentals of training, and that's kind of what I've gone back to. And I feel great, and I'm ready to go.
So one of the draft picks, I was talking with Joy the other day around the draft, and I said, every year there's a couple guys drafted, and you can't believe that a team got them in like a third or a fourth round or a fifth round. And Chuba Hubbard is really good. And I said, oh, my Lord, Sam didn't have a running game in New York. I get Christian McCaffrey, and his backup is Chuba Hubbard. Have you watched Chuba? Do you know his game? What do you know? Have you seen him play?
Yeah, it's exciting to see, what he can do with the ball in his hands. Obviously with the success he had in college, he can do it. And I look at a guy like him who is good at a lot of different things and works hard and takes notes and asks all the right questions. And that's really what you want in a rookie right now, is just somebody who's going to hone in on the details and, make all the right decisions as far as protections and the playbook goes. But we have such a good running back room right now, and guys like Reggie Bonifant as well, and Rodney Smith and Darius Clark and all these other guys who have come in and really done a good job. So it's just fun being able to work with all those guys every day.
You are the only running back in league history with multiple 100 catch seasons. I've talked to general managers in the league, and they say McCaffrey could start in this league as a wide receiver. You really, and it's funny, your dad, I remember your dad. And your dad was a lot stronger than people thought, and he was a lot faster than people thought. In fact, I've asked NFL players before about your dad, and they're like, he was a long strider. If he got ahead of you, it was over. You take incredible pride in receiving. If I said to you, Christian, you're going to peel off a 48-yard run, you're going to make two guys miss between the tackles, touchdown, or you take a swing pass, and you'd make a tough one-handed catch, haul it in, run for a touchdown. What highlight gets you more jacked up?
The points always, man. I mean, I'll take points any day of the week. If any time you could put the ball in the end zone, I'll take that. But I definitely take a lot of pride in being able to run routes at all the positions and catch the ball. It's just another way to put the ball in my hands, and that's what I love to do most. So definitely take a lot of pride in it.
Did your dad, was he disappointed when you chose running back over wide receiver because he was a real good wide receiver?
No, he didn't. He wasn't disappointed. I'm the runt of the family. All my brothers are much taller than I am, so I'm the short one and always played running back. And when I was a kid, I started when I was seven, and the running back gets the ball every time. I wasn't a quarterback, and the running back gets the ball every play, so I wanted to get the ball and stuck with running back since then.
Yeah, it's worked out pretty well for you. By the way, the Christian McCaffrey Foundation announced its 22 and Troops campaign in support of military communities. Tell us about it. It's in Charlotte. Info's at 22andtroops.org. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's something I'm really excited about. My foundation, now we're doing a concert July 2nd at the Fillmore in North Carolina in Charlotte. And, something for me, being a guy who loves music, it's Zach Bryan, who's a singer-songwriter, country music artist.
Yeah.
All the proceeds of this concert are going to my foundation, and we've partnered with a lot of different people. We've partnered with Reboot Recovery, which is a organization that takes a lot of pride in taking, kind of a 360 approach to helping vets with PTSD come back into a normal life, or as normal as we can get. It's something I have a lot of pride in. I'm very passionate about. I heard the stat that 22 veterans commit suicide every single day, and that woke me up. And that doesn't even account for the thousands of ones who go through PTSD and depression and mental health issues all the time. So this is something for the Charlotte community or anyone else that wants to come out. Like Colin said, you can get your tickets at 22introops.org or my website, which is on my Instagram and my bio. And but yeah, I'm definitely really excited about it. I'm playing piano too, Colin. So
oh boy,
it's my first time too. Hopefully I don't mess it up.
You Stanford guys, you got all the brains. You're athletes. You're playing the piano. Well, say hi to Sam Darnold. I really do love the two guys are coming together now, Darnold and Christian McCaffrey. I first of all, I don't even need to watch anybody else. I'm just watching Panther games. The rest of the league, I'm not even interested in. Christian, it's great seeing you.
Appreciate it. Great seeing you too.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.